Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk to our first guest for this morning, and that is Kanan Lidor. We wanted to chat to him about what is going on in terms of Macron and France in general. Of course, France having its own issues, but how they react to Israel is very telling. Kanan Lidor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thanks for having me.
A great, great pleasure. So obviously, France finds itself in a very, very difficult position, given the internal makeup and the domestic challenges that it has. How does that play out internationally?
Well, there was that. There's the internal politics that are ever turbulent in France, but there was also a diplomatic addition that provided a very curious reaction by the French. What happened on Friday is that President Emmanuel Macron was hosting Joseph Aoun, the Lebanese president, at the Elysee, at the presidential palace, and that morning Israeli planes struck Beirut for the first time since the ceasefire of November 27th. And at that meeting, Macron used the opportunity to say that the strike cannot be justified, that it's unacceptable, and no action can explain it. Of course, he failed to mention that the strike was in reaction to two rockets that were launched at Kiryat Shmona from Lebanon just a day earlier. So there was an action that could explain at least the strike. But of course, this is a very embarrassing situation for France that mediated in the ceasefire when its protégé, Lebanon, is in town, the president, and that's the day that Israel strikes. So Macron, not for the first time, postured and ignored the realities of the Middle East to score some political points also with the Middle East, but more importantly, with the millions of Muslim voters in France who are outraged by what's happening here in the Middle East.
So this is partly because Lebanon is visiting at the time and he's uncomfortable they were involved, partly because of as I mentioned earlier, domestic politics. But what about the very basic and blatant reality that he has to know? And that is that Israel is under threat from Hezbollah. They've done Hezbollah real damage, but they cannot allow them to start again, surely.
Well, unfortunately, this is all about raw politics. This is all about raw politics. And if there was a political price to pay, it was for the strike that Israel did, not for Macron ignoring the reality of what led to it. In fact, you know, on Twitter, the influential French journalist saw this incident not as a case of a French president just ignoring reality and lying, but rather a weak president that cannot impose his will on Israel, on the Middle East. And curiously, and perhaps pathetically, Macron also said that he would be calling Donald Trump about this within the next 24 hours, as though to say that he will call, Israel's daddy.
Yeah, it's exactly. I'm going to tell on you. Yeah.
Now, the disdain between Macron and Trump is famous. They were famously locked in an eternal handshake the first time they met. To see who is part of Trump's art of the deal, to see who breaks contact first. But there's definitely some animosity between Macron, who represents this new European elite, and Trump, who stands opposed to all of it. So the chances of Macron telling on Israel to Trump and achieving anything are very low. But this was clearly a sign of posturing. Now, Macron himself is an interesting case because credit where credit's due. He traveled to Israel on October 24th, just days after Biden did. He didn't have to do that. That was an unusual gesture. He has welcomed Netanyahu into Holocaust commemoration ceremonies, the Veldiv deportation for the first time. That was the first time that an Israeli leader visited those. He calls Bibi sometimes by his nickname, Bibi, rather than Mr. Netanyahu. So he's trying to sometimes, depending on the circumstances, trying to ingratiate himself on Netanyahu, on the French Jews, who are, of course, blasting him for the perceived weakness on anti-Semitism, and sometimes trying to placate the other side.
So it's so interesting that, because he's obviously quite conflicted in a way. And there almost seems to be this duality of how he's dealing with it, because he's horrified by what Hamas have done, but and sometimes comes out of support or supportive, and sometimes doesn't. It's so interesting that.
He is much more complex in his attitude to Israel than, say, someone like Jacques Chirac, who critics say was a closeted anti-Semite and certainly a France first kind of leader, whose regard and disdain for Israel was obvious. No, Macron is a more difficult case. He's more conflicted, as you said. He seems to harbor genuine emotion, but then sometimes goes all in on some desperate diplomatic stance, as he did on Friday.
What can we expect from him and France moving forward? Will this flip-flopping continue? Will Donald Trump pull them in line? What's your thought on that?
Well, right now, the big threat on Macron is not the far right in France, but the far left, the communist far left, La France Insoumise, France Unbowed. And that is a strong anti-imperialistic, between quotation marks, anti-American force. And Macron is competing for those votes. The people who are voting far right will not vote Macron. If anything, they will vote for La France Insoumise, Jean-Luc Mélenchon. And so, in a manner of speaking, Macron's leeway for being pro-Western, being pro-Israeli, being pro-American, or at least finding a modus vivendi with Trump, has narrowed. He has to compete in this rabid anti-Israel, anti-America space. And so I think we can expect much more heavily leaning toward the direction of what we saw on Friday.
And that is where we leave it. Thank you, as always. That was Kanandi Dor. He's a journalist for JNS, a correspondent for Chai FM.